Morocco, week 10, Tuesday.
And now, episode 47 of Moon Over Morocco.
Few desires, happy life.
Back at Kasbah Kelly's on the bay in Tangier, Mojo resumes his casual tickling of the ivories. There's a Berber proverb that says, "There are men who are keys to good and locks to evil." And so may Mojo live along in a joyous life.
Sunny skies.
How have you been?
I was about to ask you that.
Oh, Mojo, you sure play good.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to walk barefoot on the keys. You really look healthy, you know.
Thank you. I really feel good.
My. That's some suntan you got there.
It was the desert. God, it was hot. Is Kelly around?
He's out on the beach.
Just straight out from the door.
A little further down by the rocks over there.
Thanks, Mojo. Excuse me. Got a light?
Sure. Somewhere. Damn it. I'll get it.
Let me.
Was it?
Scary.
You look different.
Must be the suntan.
Maybe. No. You are different.
How?
Stronger. Confident. Independent.
My.
How did you get back?
Lila. And the little girl with pigtails, she smokes enormous cigars. They got me back. Did you miss me?
Yeah.
How much?
This much.
Phew. That much?
Yeah. And what about me?
I missed you.
How much?
This much.
Well, I guess we missed each other.
I guess so.
What about Jack Flanders? Did he come back?
No.
He stayed there?
He's going on to find the Masmuda.
The fabled city, the holy Masamuda. Where is it? In the clouds?
I think so. Somewhere nestled in the clouds.
So, the mountains, finally. But what strange mountains. The clouds hang so low. The moon will be rising soon. I feel myself being drawn forward, like a magnet. The current pulling me forward, home. Why did I say that? The clouds are clearing very quickly. I can see the top of the mountain. The moon is just coming up over. Oh my God. There it is. The fabled city in the sky. The Masamuda.
Well, you had me there. It was a tempting offer, but you know you don't have to have a master if you want to serve.
What did you say?
There ain't no masters, and there ain't no bosses unless you want them.
Bull. What are you saying? You do not want me? Then say.
I'm saying I can't handle you.
You say I have no handles?
It's got to do with power. And I don't want to fool with that much power.
Why?
Don't laugh, but I'm not ready enough to use the powers you can give me. Oh, you laughed. My old mammy used to say, Mojo, you keep fooling with that magic, and one day you're going to acquire lots of powers, and those powers is going to acquire lots of mojo.
So that is your decision?
Yeah. There's something I want to know, though.
Spill the beans.
That eye of El Kabah.
What did I give to Jack?
Yeah.
It was written.
I know that, but why did you give it to him?
It was so written.
All right.
It was written that one such as Jack would come. I was to give him the golden eye.
Did you love him?
Yes, that happened. But Jack loved me as what I represented. I was to give him what he looked for.
The eye of El Kabah?
The key to dissolve good and evil. For when you think there is good to be done, then you have evil.
I think I got that. The old dancing dualities.
So, you wish to avoid the power?
You know, it's like this friend of mine used to say, that the birds of worry are going to fly over your head. This you can't change. But that they build nests in your hair, this you can duck.
Who said that?
This old friend of mine, Quagmire Jones.
I thought so. Quagmire, eh?
You know Quagmire Jones?
He was friend of my queen.
Quagmire?
Yes. He always full of jokes.
That sounds like old Quag. Where is he?
Who knows? Whatever there is some mischief, he is not far.
I'm getting nearer. It's pulling me forward. The walls approach. The gates open. under the arches. The moonlit corridors. The silent courtyards. Now I approach the first arch. I've stopped. Is this as far as I can go? It's odd. I can't move. It's so thick. I just can't go any further. Someone's coming. I can see them passing through the shadows. It looks like it's a boy. Hello.
Hello.
I've come a great distance to find your city, and...
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Why did you come such a distance?
Because your city was a long way from where I was.
Oh.
Now I can't seem to step any further. Something stops me.
Take off your shoes, please.
Huh? Oh. Sure. What do you have in that box? Slippers? Roller skates?
Give me foot, please.
What strange roller skates. The toes curl up, with a tiny bell on the end. And the rollers are... they're almost clear. It looks like they're made out of solid jade.
Give me other foot, please.
Yes, of course.
You know he changed name?
Quag did?
When he embraced Islam, he no longer called Quagmire Jones.
Far out. What's he call himself?
Mustafa.
Mustafa?
Mustafa. He liked to tell stories.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
You know, I figured I'd find you here. You're putting out your hand. For what? Oh, the Eye of El Kaaba. Here it is. You know, you could have brought the eye here yourself.
I could live your life?
No.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.